Mood Enhancement Supplement at GNC. So if you're ready to feel more relaxed, confident, and positive, call now for your complimentary sample. Lumaday is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now. 1-800-400-9257. That's 1-800-400-9257.
Don't get burned by monthly checking account fees. Open up your bank statement and find out how much you're being charged for that account. And then switch to American Eagle Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Current underwriting guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AC loans. Contact the credit union for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting premium savings on premium oil is your advance advantage. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil Platinum full synthetic oil and a Fram Ultra filter for just $29.99 after $2 rebate. Plus, you'll save 50 cents a gallon on Shell gas with the Fuel Rewards Network. It's summer. Your car's thirsty. Save on all the fluids your car needs. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Visit FuelRewards.com/Pennzoil for details. See store for rebate information.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. But wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
tuna burgers.
Yeah, way to go, real nice.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
I think a lot of people probably noticed how much better the orchestra sounded today. That's because we have another rare appearance of Steve the Conductor. He's at the got the baton in his hand. We'll get to him in a moment. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 1st. That's right. It's August. The August 1st edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Six locations in the greater St. Louis area, two in Illinois, four on this side of the river. We'll talk a little bit about how America's furniture, the kind of furniture most people are looking for at the prices they're looking for, are waiting for you at Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
Hey!
All right, who's in the room? I'll tell you. It's Eon the Peon, first of all, the control board operator. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, then now would be a great time.
I'm ready to change jobs.
Oh, yes, me too. Now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason because they can give you a free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Thanks to the caller who called and didn't get on in on the people I cannot watch on TV who said Honey Boo Boo. I watched Honey Boo Boo for about 15 seconds and realized this is not something I want to watch.
Her face looks like a giant thumb.
That's very good. It really does. The female voice in the room is that of Holly, and I rarely say your last name, but it's Meyer. Holly Meyer. Holly, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Sitting in for Dan Strauss, doing his job, which anybody could do, but doing it well. A miniature version of me. And if you think I'm kidding, Peon has put a new picture up on the Facebook page of me next to Mini P, taken just moments ago. Mini P, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Has anybody told you you have a really good radio voice?
You did last time, and then you laughed.
Yeah, because it's not true.
I know. Thanks, Frank.
Do one of those traffic introductions. Let's go to Tim Weiland. Do that.
Let's go to Tim Weiland. Tim, how's traffic looking?
Yep, that's not very good.
Not good at all.
Folks, I'm thrilled to... Well, what can I say? Steve, the conductor. How are you, Steve?
Yes.
He got a haircut and everything just to come in today. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jen.
And Rat Boy heard I'd lost 20 pounds over the last 6 weeks and wants to know if I'm eating any diet what?
Cheese.
Diet cheese. I don't think I... You're either going to eat cheese...
low-fat cheese, but yeah, it's
if you're going to eat cheese.
Yes.
Okay, I don't think I'd want to. My wife buys yogurt cheese. What the heck is that?
Oh.
But she does that stuff. She refuses to get the good stuff. Holly, you can tell how miserable I am in my marriage, can't you? Is it coming through yet?
I actually buy that, too, and fake cheese.
Yeah, well, I hate to hear that. You had a chance with me, and now it's fading. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Under the baton conducting of Steve the Conductor.
Yeah.
Under the direction, I think is the way you say it, of Steve the Conductor. Thank you so much. We are brought to you today by the Ashley Furniture Home Stores. There are two in Illinois, Edwardsville and Shiloh, and there's South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Please don't forget, when I think of furniture, I think of dining room table, beds, you know, nightstands, that stuff. Don't forget about lamps, things like that. They sell a lot of lamps. They sell a lot of bedding. They'll do... $6 million a year. They did last year in Simmons Mattresses. They're a big Simmons mattress dealer. And their bedroom package at Ashley includes automatically, like a lot of stuff, even the bedspread. What is the point of a bedspread, really? I mean, you take it off when you go to bed. It's
yes.
just a decorative thing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And then and
the
at 8, some point,
pillows.
Yeah, and at some point, a comforter. What the heck is that? Comforter. Women. It's all women. Women create the market for that stuff. It's the kind of furniture that most people are looking for when they go furniture shopping without the hassle that most people don't want. Beautiful stores, good solid furniture. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. All right, the trip. We're literally down to a couple of rooms left, and they're there. And you can still jump in on this trip to Cabo San Lucas, staying at the Riu Santa Fe. That's R-I-U Santa Fe, if you want to look it up. You can also find out a lot about it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. We leave February 15th, and I know that's a long way off. That's 6 months away, 7 months away. I guess really about, see, August, September, October, November, December, January, 6.5 months. That seems like a long way. It'll be here before you know it. It's like the rest of life. Like the rest of your life. Ooh, how did my kids get out of high school so fast? It's like yesterday they went out to get on the bus for the first time for the first grade. I've been through that. And I know how fast time goes by. And it may be nice now and hot later. It's going to be miserable and cold and wet and crappy in February. February 15th. And we're out of here. Like we are every year. This is our 15th trip. And this time we're going back to... We've been to Cabo once, right?
Yes.
And everybody loved Cabo San Lucas, and this time they're going to love it even more because we're 2.5 miles from the town of Cabo San Lucas. That's
yeah, we were about 20, 25 minutes away last time, so it'll be nicer to be close to the
nice,
town.
Nice, a beautiful beach. This hotel is spectacular, $1,625 per person, which is per couple, $950 less per couple than our trip last year to Jamaica. And quite frankly, this looks like an even better trip and an even nicer resort. And last year's was wonderful. So... A couple of rooms left. That's it. If you can't, please. I get that some people just can't. They can't do it, and I can appreciate that. But this is 6 months away. You got to put some down, and some of it's not refundable. But sometimes in your life, you just have to go. Let's just do it. Let's do this. Let's go. Because you know what's going to happen with a lot of you? 6 months is going to go by. I wish we'd I'd give anything. When you're miserable and freezing and scraping wind, ice off your windshield, you're going to go, man, we should have jumped on that trip to Cabo San Lucas. So if you're in a position and you can do it, we'd love to have you with us. It's a tremendous, a great group of people. Well, as you can imagine, they're all AM and the PM like you, so we all have something in common. And you can't travel with a nicer bunch of people. And many of them are regulars. They've been on many trips, and maybe you'll become one of those people. So Julie is who you need to call, and all that information is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. And surely you can sit down at a computer and just at least take a look at this resort. And I think once you get a good look at it, and the five swimming pools and the restaurants and just, I made up a slogan. I was going to try to sell it to somebody. Just do it.
No.
What do you think?
I like that. That's good.
Thank you. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, under the direction of Steve the Conductor, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. Great app, great cab company, Laclede. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
I'm terrific. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did you hear Holly say hello to you? She's still here.
Well, hi, Holly. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing terrific.
Holly, have you seen any of Bill's On the Road segments?
I have not.
You need to see them.
I wrote it down yesterday.
It's BillClevelandOnTheRoad.com. They're really
Bill
good.
BillOnTheRoad.com.
I'm sorry, BillOnTheRoad.com. They're really good. Really, and this last one is a pizzeria on the... I watched it, Bill. I watched it this
Thanks.
Morning. Really good.
And I don't know if this has been mentioned yet today. I want to throw this out there. Last night I had the great pleasure of playing softball with Eon the Peon. You know the Eon the Peon?
Yeah, I know.
It's right across from you, I think.
Really?
And I know he won't brag on himself, but I will. Well, we were playing in the outfield, Eon and I, and the only two people that mattered out in the outfield.
That's right.
And Eon the Peon threw out a guy at home plate from
Stop.
The outfield.
Oh, that's Stop. Right. What an arm.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Like, what an arm.
I don't like to talk about my athletic abilities much, but they're there.
It was unbelievable. The only good play, by the way, in the entire game for the entire team.
Way to go, Peon. Yeah. Way to
it
go.
Was pretty unbelievable. Well, authorities in Germany say that Justin Bieber still hasn't paid the quarantine bill of $1,500 for his pet monkey. In all fairness to Bieber, where's that kid going to come with that kind of money?
He's just a kid.
Hey, congratulations to Lindsay Lohan. She's now out of rehab after completing 90 days. She celebrated by downing a whole bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
How many times has she been in rehab now? Is this like
Too
four?
Many.
Yeah.
Too many. Well, a rhino was flown from California to the zoo in Cincinnati to mate with its own sibling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they were both invited on the Jerry Springer Show.
Of course.
And Pawn Stars star Rick Harrison has been married. It's actually kind of annoying at the reception. He opened each wedding gift and announced what the wedding guest paid and the true value. Great. And finally, that's kind of sad. The city of Detroit continues to work its way through bankruptcy. It's a tough road ahead. For example, this year's Detroit Auto Show features nothing but Hyundais.
Boy, that is
no.
That's bad news. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company out of downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
I saw this story today. It's so bad in Detroit. There's this house.
How bad
that,
is it?
Well, it's so bad that there's this house up for sale for $1.
Oh,
that's all
on.
They want. And it's still been sitting there for sale. Nobody will buy it, even for $1. I mean, it's like a 100-year-old house. But still, it's a house for $1. And that's how bad it is in Detroit.
Well, it must need like $200,000.
Well, yeah. It looks pretty. It looks a lot of work that needed. But
sometimes
still,
you buy something that costs more. In other words, you have to tear it down.
At least for the lot, you would think somebody
the
would.
The property.
Depending on where it is in Detroit.
Well, that's true. That's how bad.
There's some lots in St. Louis City I wouldn't want for
right.
$1.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't
no,
want
true.
To go visit my own lot for $1. Wow, that is weird. $1. BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm not kidding. These things that he does, they're they're as interesting as most segments you'd see on CBS Sunday Morning. But Bill Clavin does a really good job. He shoots them, he edits them, he narrates them, and they're really entertaining. And they're only about 6 minutes each. So if you get a chance, BillOnTheRoad.com. I hate it when the... Oh, before I get to this really bizarre story, every once in a while, we talked about people that... when they come on TV or you hear their voices, you just absolutely can't stand them. And I mentioned Rosie O'Donnell and Kathy Griffin and Joy Behar is a couple of examples. And Oprah Winfrey is a person that I'm back and forth. Sometimes I just get just enough of Oprah. And then every once in a while she does something and I go, holy cow, way to go, Oprah. I like you again. And she's done it. And here's what she's done. She talked to Parade Magazine about racism. And made it very, very clear when they asked her about the N-word that she has no tolerance for anybody who uses the N-word.
Yeah, that's good.
Rappers, it doesn't matter. And she said, you cannot be my friend and use that word around me. And who is R-A-E, Ray? Is that a rapper or something?
No, I've never heard of that.
I don't know.
She says that, it says, as previously reported, Ray lashed out against Oprah and said she would have been a field, and I'm going to use the word digger with a D. She'd have been a field digger back in the slave
days. Yeah, people get mad. It's, yeah.
And she says, maybe it shows my age, but she said, I always think of the millions of people who heard that as the last word they heard before they were hanging from a tree. Good for you. Good for you. And she, all right, but Oprah's back on my good list now because she's saying exactly what I said the other day. But when it comes from somebody who's black, maybe it carries a little more weight. Or maybe not, because the rap community will just go, you know.
The ones that, are doing it.
The same ones that go, Bill Cosby, what does he know? I hate it when this happens. I got a guy who woke up, this is not a joke, it happened, and found that his dog had bitten his testicle off.
Oh.
Now, the only one in the room who can't imagine what that'd feel like is Holly. But let me just tell you something. I know I hear this whole childbirth. Oh, man, if men only knew childbirth is painful. Let me tell you something. Those things down there, when they get squashed or a dog bites them off, and I don't know what that feels like. But
that's not man's best friend there.
He is paralyzed. From the waist down, because his dog chewed one of his testicles. I wouldn't think that would paralyze.
Wait, no, I think he was paralyzed.
Oh, he was already a paralyzed
guy. So maybe he didn't even notice.
39 years old, says he regularly sleeps in the nude, and he woke up a couple days ago at 7:45 in the morning, and his dog had eaten one of his testicles. And he said it was a stray he had just rescued. Nice thank you. From the dog.
Yeah, I'll save you from the mean streets.
And unfortunately, the dog's first visit to the vet was to be put to sleep. And if you eat my testicle, you're going to get put to sleep, too. I don't blame him for that, I don't think. So, not a story.
You can't blame the dog.
Wouldn't that bleed a lot?
I would think, yes, it would bleed a lot.
I'm surprised
I've never had a testicle eaten, but I would think it would bleed a lot.
I don't think you can blame the dog in that circumstance, though, because if you had...
No.
If you had feeling, you would have shooed the dog away from your... Get away from my boys. There.
Yeah, yeah.
But
stop eating my testicles.
He just kept...
he's paralyzed. He couldn't feel it. Now, this Philadelphia Eagles guy, this Riley Cooper, you know this story, right?
I don't know.
He's in some serious hot water here. He got drunk. He was at a Kenny Chesney concert. He's a wideout for the Eagles, Riley Cooper. And he's done a big apology, and he got into a confrontation with a black security guard at a Kenny Chesney concert. And what he said was, and again, I'm trying to find a way to say this. I'll use the word digger again, like a ditch digger. And he said something to the effect of, I'm going to come over that fence and fight every digger in this place.
Oh.
And he says he was drunk when he said, let me tell you something. And I really believe this. When he says, that's not really me. Yeah, that is really you. When you get drunk,
right.
I think what actually happens is the real
truth
you.
Serum.
The honesty. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Somebody who doesn't think of that word, it's not going to come out when they're drunk. So I don't buy this. Well, I was drunk. That wasn't really me. I'm not like that. Yeah, you are. So don't drink. Maybe you shouldn't drink, because when you drink, you find out that the guy really is, right? But he's, you know, he's doing all the, he had to go in the locker room in front of all the players. And by the way, not a smart place to do it. The NFL is full of black players. I don't think that's really a good place to use that word. There's a movie coming out September 20th that looks pretty good to me. It's called Parkland, P-A-R-K-L-A-N-D. Anybody want to guess at what that's about? Mini P, you have any idea? You're awfully quiet over there.
I have no clue what it's about.
You have a great voice, you know.
Thank you. That's not what you said earlier.
I'm continuing to kid. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
But not everybody's supposed to have a good voice. You know, you're answering phones, for goodness sakes. Parkland is the hospital they took JFK to.
Oh.
It's also where they took Oswald 2 days later when he got shot. And the movie's called Parkland, and it's all based on the real true facts of what happened when they run, which I think is going to be pretty fascinating, especially when you realize that the part of head of the Secret Service, Forrest Sorrells, is played by Billy Bob Thornton. And I'll bet you he does a great job at that. So September 20th, it comes out. It's about what they say is the ground truth from ground level about what actually happened at Parkland Memorial Hospital when they rolled President Kennedy in there. And I do know this. A lot of the nursing staff and the doctors, when they heard that President Kennedy was coming in, they thought that he was just sick. They didn't even know yet there was a shooting.
Really?
He had the flu or something. And then you can imagine.
Well, they get a look at him.
Well, half his head's gone. So, you know.
Are they going to cover that new part or that new information that just came out about how maybe one of the Secret Service?
That's a Mike Evans thing. I haven't heard that anywhere else. Have you?
I have heard that there's a documentary or something coming out that.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, there's supposedly now there's a Secret Service agent whose gun went off. He fired, but I don't think he meant to fire. He pulled his gun because when he heard the rifle, and
maybe one of his bullets
shot Kennedy.
Yes,
this sounds like something.
Right.
A good reason to do a documentary.
You're always leery about something that comes out so many years later.
Yeah.
It's like, why hasn't this surfaced?
I'm not putting much into that. Bullfight. I've never been to a bullfight. Anybody here been to a
bullfight? No, not a big fan of them.
I think about every 5 years I hear that there's an effort to put an end to bullfighting. It's cruel. Here's the deal. I never really, till I read this, knew what the whole bullfighting thing was about. It's thought of, we think of it as a Spanish thing, Mexico, Spain. It started in Rome, and here's what happens. The bull first faces off against the matador, then against two picadors on horseback. Did you know that? They have swords.
No.
They're on horseback. I just thought it was the guy and the bull. And then come they spell it banderilleros. Maybe they mean bandoleros. They rush up on foot with a stick, long, colorful darts, and they stick them in the bull's shoulder blades.
Yeah, I've seen those.
They got like feathers on them or something. Then the matador comes out for another encounter with the panting, bleeding bull, and the matador directs the bull's motion with his colorful cape. Now, here's another thing I didn't know until a few years ago. Bulls are colorblind. I used to think that red.
Right, see right, red.
They don't know
make
red.
Them mad,
they can't see it. So it's not the red cape.
They just know somebody's taunting them.
It'd
with
be
their,
any cape.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I always thought red, ooh, don't show a bull red.
Like hummingbird.
They can't see colors. So after several passes, then the matador plunges sword into the animal as cleanly as possible for a quick death. They call performances to the people who like them thrilling and graceful. Really? I don't know that I get how I would enjoy that.
No.
Watching somebody keep stabbing something till it finally just drop dead. And that sometimes isn't the bull like victorious?
They kill the bull every time. But sometimes the bull will gore. There's been some nasty gore.
Matadors die or something.
But, then essentially at the end they kill the bull no matter what.
Yeah. Not a profession that I'd be interested in, even if I lived down there. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right. Elton John, Rosie O'Donnell, one of our favorites, and Donald Trump all die in a horrible limousine crash. They're getting ready to do like a Celebrity Apprentice, and they're all killed. Elton John, Rosie O'Donnell, and Donald Trump. And they get up to heaven, and St. Peter says, look, you're all famous. I know that not one of you wants to leave the earth and your fame and your egos are big and we're crowded up here. So here's the deal I'm willing to make you. I will let you three go back to earth under this condition. The first time that any one of you even thinks about yielding and giving in to a temptation. And I know what your temptations are. And he looks at Rosie. He says, you, it's food. All right, Rosie. And I'm going to let you go back down there. But if you even start thinking about eating and chowing down, you will disappear from earth and you'll go straight to hell. Now, are you willing to take that deal? She said, I'll take it. I'd love to have another shot and go to earth. And I can avoid lusting for food. And he looks at Elton John. He says, and you, Mr. Promiscuous Man, for a lot of your life, you were playing it pretty loose sexually. And don't think we won't know. This is heaven. Okay, my boss is God. We'll know the minute you have impure thoughts, Elton. And when you do, you're gone and you're in hell. And he said, Mr. Trump, all you worship is money. That's all you think about is money. I'm going to let you go back to earth, but things are going to change. And the first time we feel that you started lusting after money, hell. Everybody in? They said, we're in. And there's a huge puff of this beautiful blue smoke, and they're on the streets of New York City. There they are. Now, they know the deal. The first thought of yielding to the temptation of food for her, sex for Elton John, or money for Donald Trump, and they're gone. They walk about a block, and they walk right in front of a bakery. And in the window, there are pies, and there's bread. And Rosie O'Donnell presses her face up against the glass. Gone. Disappeared. And Elton John and Donald Trump look at each other. They know exactly what's happened. God knew she was thinking about eating. They walk a little further, and there's a $20 bill, like fluttering in the breeze, kind of flipping along the sidewalk. And Donald Trump looks at it, and he looks around, and he walks over to it, and he bends down to pick it up. And as soon as he bends over, Elton John disappears.
Let's take a look and see how your ride home is going this evening with Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, flying over Highway 70 now. It looks pretty good past the airport, but westbound 70 does stack up from the usual spot, 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. There is a multi-vehicle accident from the ramp, the Earth City Expressway, onto westbound 70 involving a dump truck, so that ramp is bumping up a bit. Looks like we're slow again right at 370 through Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. On eastbound 270, you're heavy from east of McDonald through New Florissant. Pretty good run after that to the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 70 was slowing from Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. Eastbound 64 downtown, trying to get out over the Poplar Street Bridge. You are heavy from Jefferson to the Poplar. And then once you get over the Poplar, from Tudor to about 64 on eastbound 5570 is slow. On westbound 64, long, slow pockets from, we'll call it, Science Center through McCausland, from Lindbergh through Mason, from Clarkson out to the Iceplex, and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. You also have that heavy stretch approaching 94 to west of K. This traffic report is brought to you by Purolator. Purolator oil filters were invented by America 90 years ago, and they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hey, down here. It's me, your lawn. I know I usually let you walk all over me, but this time I gotta speak up. I saw you sneak off into the woods with those bags of my clippings, leaves, and brush. Do you know that if you dump that stuff in the creek, it'll remove oxygen from the water as it decays? Fish and other aquatic life can't survive in water with low oxygen. Plus, decaying yard waste promotes excessive growth of algae. Eventually, the water will become a health hazard. Even if you just dump the bags on the bank, all that debris covering the ground prevents anything from growing there. Without vegetation to stabilize the banks, they start to erode. So how about composting instead? It makes a great natural fertilizer, could even save you a few bucks. And if you'd mow my grass a little taller and leave the clippings on the ground, it'll help me retain moisture and provide some yummy nutrients. I hope you're listening to me. Don't forget this time, I've got the dirt on you. Check out MSD's website for more information. www.stlmsd.com.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Land Insurance.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Bob and Sarah had an affliction.
How to decorate our home
so it reflects us.
They were suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo.
So we kept what came with the house.
Hunter green carpeting and mauve walls from the 80s.
They flipped through decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but couldn't escape their decoratophobia. Sarah then made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke is the home of Benjamin Moore Paints. If you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the DePere location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds. Family-owned Reinecke Decorating Centers with two locations on Manchester Road in DePere and in Brentwood. Reinecke Decorating Centers, the home of Benjamin Moore paints, is the cure for decoratophobia.
Goodbye, Mom and Hunter Green carpeting.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley. Looking for that best deal on your next Frigidaire appliance? Well, how about giving Appliance Discounters a try? We are the fastest growing appliance company in the Midwest, and we're located right here in St. Louis with four great showrooms. Our first store, located in Webster Groves, opened with just two employees. Since that time, we have opened three additional showrooms, St. Charles, Arnold, and now the largest showroom in Baldwin. How does Appliance Discounters save you money? Well, it's simple. Appliance Discounters is a Frigidaire factory direct dealer. We buy truckloads of Frigidaire appliances and pass the savings on to you. We can save you hundreds of dollars on your next appliance purchase. And now, for a limited time, you can receive huge cash rebates up to $585 in addition to the already low prices. Great savings, hometown buying, next day delivery. Appliance Discounters is a place to go for your next appliance. Visit any of our showrooms to find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Or visit us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it. And people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, I'm Carol. I started with Dr. Joe Bowen in the summer of 1980. I had a beautiful smile, but my teeth were prone to cavities. I briefly lived in Lake of the Ozarks. After consulting with a dentist in Jeff City and then with Dr. Bowen in Florissant, I made the decision to return to Dr. Bowen for the treatment on my teeth. I frequently made the 3-hour drive from the Lake of the Ozarks up to Florissant for my dental work. That's how confident I was in Dr. Bowen's work. Friends used to say to me, "You drive from the lake up to Florissant for a dentist?" I now live in Afton, and I'm still getting that question from people. Fast forward 33 years to 2013. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober?
Minnie P. manning the phones, Holly to my left, across from me, Eon the Peon, and on the phone, ready to go, Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. You can find out more at thompsonprice.com. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
What's going on?
Well, I thought we'd do a pop quiz question.
All right.
Hi, Dan.
No.
Hello, Holly.
Hello.
Mike.
You
forgot his
name. You don't even know my freaking name.
Now, you frozen. You forgot his name. You know how that hurts him?
I did not forget
his
name.
He's very sensitive.
Name forgetter.
She lied. No,
name forgetter.
No, she lies, too. She did forget it. She lied a while ago. She coughed or like on the air, and it was obviously a female. And I said, who was that? Not me.
Yeah.
She's the only one in the room.
That's it wasn't me, Mike.
She forgot your name, Mike.
Paco's question. Name the name of the actor who always wears very expensive boots. Bradley Cooper. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Nicolas Cage, answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. Seal has dated two women since his breakup with Heidi Klum.
Oh, yeah.
Both women look exactly like Heidi Klum. I guess if you got a type, you got a type.
Yeah, well, you get used to that. How do you go back?
Simon Cowell knocked up his best friend's wife. That news came out yesterday, but now we're seeing in moving papers that this not yet ex-husband is naming Simon Cowell as alienation of affection and cause of her adultery, and is going after Simon Cowell for some money as well.
I don't get that alien. You can't make somebody go after somebody else.
No.
She wanted to.
Yeah, but if a woman would meet you, Frank, tell me that she wouldn't be taken by you, and maybe you would lose the love for her husband.
You know what? I didn't even think about
it. Think about that a little bit, buddy.
It's like being under a spell. You're right.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Different kind of love, but Garth Brooks has a new love. First grandchild.
Oh.
TV news. News. Shocking, ABC's Diane Sawyer has beaten NBC's Brian Williams. There's already talk that NBC might be looking at options. I think Brian Williams is pretty strong.
I think he's absolutely solid. I like Brian Williams.
Yeah. I like Brian Williams. Matt Lauer's Today Show has been getting beat by ABC's Good Morning America. Some cuts needed to be made. The network management said 17 people would be let go to save $1.6 million. When that happened on the Tonight Show, Jay Leno paid to keep his staff intact out of his own pocket.
That's right.
So NBC asked Matt Lauer if he'd be willing to give up $1 million of his $25.6 million annual salary, and they'd make up the rest to save the 17 co-workers.
Let me guess what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauer laughs at absolutely not.
Wow.
Man, you know what? I used to really like him. The more I hear about
it. A jerk.
Guy is a jerk. And by the way, the ratings are bunk because Lauer is bunk.
Yeah.
He's horrible. Odds and ends, the word is that the New York State Alcohol Beverage Control sent word to the nightclubs in Soho, the Meatpacking District, and Tribeca on the Lower West Side of New York City that they should keep in mind Justin Bieber, not 21. Do not allow him onto your into your clubs or serve him. They warn that heavy fines will follow or they will be closed. That's because Bieber's been sneaking into clubs and drinking, and there's pictures of him by the paparazzi. What I like is that the code word for Bieber and under his picture at all the entrances at all these nightclubs, the code word for Bieber is douche boy. Douche boy. Biggest show in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And in the stands for last night's game, Tom Hanks, Britney Spears, Julianne Hough, Denzel Washington, Steven Spielberg, Jay-Z, and many others. Dodgers lost, though. Dodgers playing the Cubbies beginning tonight, then they're coming to St. Louis next week.
We'll be ready. We're in a slump. We'll get out of it.
Well, not against the Dodgers, you won't.
We'll see.
Good news. Amanda Bynes, much better. Not hearing voices, not paranoid. Loves her parents again. Everything much better.
Oh, that's good.
More good news. Randy Travis out of the hospital.
Yeah.
In a rehab. He's doing better. That's good, too. And finally.
Boom. It's like somebody just dropped a bomb.
It's a horrible thing, Franco. Yeah. Horrible thing. Name the name of the actor who always wears very expensive boots. Bradley Cooper, Dwayne Johnson, Nick Cage.
Ladies first, Holly.
I'm going with Nicolas Cage.
Minnie P.
Dwayne Johnson.
Bradley Cooper.
I'll stick with Holly, Nick Cage.
Maybe to get a little hype, the answer is Nick Cage.
Yes. Let's see, who are the two in the room who get to go celebrate after the show?
Oh.
I believe it's me and Holly.
I believe so.
And I don't know if you're familiar with the celebratory process, but it takes place next door at the Sheraton.
Oh.
We go over there and we celebrate being right. Thank goodness Minnie P wasn't right. I don't want that threesome. That's not in my...
love to see that.
That's not part of my fantasy. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Who do you call, ladies and gentlemen, when you have an issue with your heating and cooling? Who do you call, and why do you call them? If it's not Matheny, why do you call? Do you call them because a relative or a neighbor said, well, that's who we used. Not good enough. Not good enough. And here's the thing, and I don't mind laying the guilt trip on you. If you're AM and the PM, and you don't support or at least give the people who make this show possible a chance when you need something like heating and cooling, something terrible is going to happen to you. Because it's like you're stealing a radio show. It's like you're stealing. You take the benefits, and then you don't support the advertisers. There can't be many of you out there like that. So if you like the show, and there are hundreds, I bet you literally a couple hundred heating and cooling people, and I'm sure some of them are fine. They're not all horrible, but why wouldn't you give your business to Matheny? Now, if Matheny comes out and you don't like what they do, yeah, you have every right not to call them again. That's not going to happen. 71 years this year, Matheny has been in business. And let me stress again, it does not matter what kind of unit, what make, what model, what brand. It doesn't matter how big or how small. Commercial, residential, doesn't matter. They are well-equipped and highly trained. They can work on any of them. They can replace the unit, too. And that's when it really gets important to have the right company, when you replace a heating and cooling system. Matheny, if you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, they would love to take you on as a new customer. They're going to be happy, and you're going to be happy. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
One more check of traffic for the evening. Tim, how do the roads look?
Well, I've been trying to figure out why we are so stacked up on eastbound 64. It's a solid jam from just a little bit east of Ballast to McKnight and a little bit of an opening, and then from 170 to Big Bend. Cardinals are out of town, no ramps. I'm not really sure what this is all about. Maybe there was an earlier accident, I didn't catch it, but expect slow traffic there. Westbound 64 is jamming up now, approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. You're a little bit slow, 270 through Mason, and then from Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge. It's stop and go all the way. Now on eastbound 70, you're still a little bit heavy now from St. Louis Avenue to about the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 270 was stacked up between 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like downtown on eastbound 64, we are getting much better, but still a little bit slow over the Poplar Street Bridge on 5570 from about, well, it looks like 4th Street now through Highway 64. Eastbound 270 now slowing, approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone. When the heat will only beat your car if you let it. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are 5 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as Murray State comes to Columbia Saturday, August 31st to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
This ring once belonged to my mom's grandmother. Mom gave it to me to keep until I had a daughter of my own. Next year, my daughter turns 21. I think it's time to pass on the family legacy.
Any jeweler can show you what they have. Paramount Jewelers brings your dreams to life. For custom jewelry and repair, a huge selection, and great graduation gifts, look no further than Paramount Jewelers on Manchester across from Maplewood Square.
Thank you, Paramount Jewelers.
Paramount Jewelers, sparkling since 1946. Online at ParamountJewelers.com.
It's like Last Call without the hangover. It's the John Carney Show, weeknights at 9. Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
All right, Holly's going to be on assignment with me tomorrow. You didn't know that, but you're on assignment with me tomorrow, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
I'll give you the details in a little bit. Minnie P., thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
If you want to hear that great voice again tomorrow, Minnie P. will be here with Paul Harris.
That's
tomorrow,
right.
As will Peon. And, of course, thank you folks for being with us. And as you always do, please make Paul Harris welcome tomorrow. We'd appreciate that. Holly and I are off for our assignment. Going to be taking us out of, well, more details later on that. 6 o'clock, 5:50.